Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ian's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Lashley 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for today we come together, that our hearts and
as always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday. As we consciously get together, linking hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepen in our communion with the source of all that is God in us as us. And this morning's reflection is taken from a quote that I'm about to share with you, and these words jumped out at me. The words, weakness of purpose. Let me share the whole quote from Albert Hubbard. He said that genius is only the power of making continuous effort. The line between failure and success is so fine that we scarcely know when we pass it. So fine that we are often on the line and do not know it. How many people have thrown up their hands at a time when a little more effort, a little more patience, would have achieved success? As the tide goes clear out, so it comes clear in. In business, sometimes, prospects may seem darkest when really they are on the turn. A little more persistence, a little more effort, and what seemed hopeless failure may turn into glorious success. There is no failure except in no longer trying. There is no defeat except from within. No really insurmountable barrier save our own inherent weakness of purpose. When this quote landed in my inbox week before last, as I said, those words really struck a chord with me, as I knew fully that I was embracing my own weakness of purpose. My weakness in purpose is the procrastinating, the putting off, the disbelief, the not allowing what I know I was supposed to be doing next. And as always, the universe is there to remind me. I'd gone to my friend, who's also my beautician, and she was doing my facial. And out of the blue, she suddenly said to me, "So Ingrid, when are you going to start making the YouTube video so we can see?" And I laughed, and I said, "I'm working up to it." And came up with a list of excuses as to why I hadn't done anything thus far. Then the rumination that I shared with you last week with Rumi says that to the effect that we make the road by walking on it. End this quote. And I knew the universe was speaking to me. And always I share with you from a personal aspect how it is that some of the things that I face you're facing as well. There are always things in our life, and it's not just professional. It could be in relationships as well, where we know there's something we're supposed to do, but we don't do it. We allow our weakness of purpose to dominate. And that weakness of purpose can be a number of excuses that we can dig up and use. It might be how we're feeling. We might think, oh, I'm too tired, I can't be asked, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll take more rest, or I'm not able to concentrate enough. I don't really feel motivated to start. I always remember reading that Beethoven said it wasn't because he was inspired that he sat down to write music. It was because he sat down to write music that he became inspired. And, you know, we all have the list of excuses that we can drag up to justify our weaknesses of purpose. Sometimes we think that we don't have enough time to begin it now, so we'll just defer starting, or, oh, I only have 10 minutes, so I won't even bother. And I cannot do it because I just have too much going on and I just feel stressed and pressured. I was doing a wreath-making workshop for some friends to fundraise for Love is Kindness Charity. My Love is Kindness Charity. And the ladies were asking me about the ministry and about what I did. And I shared with them that I'm a great believer in that we don't need to take a lot of time out to connect with God. We defer our connecting with the divine because we think we don't have enough time. But guaranteed, every woman and man will brush their teeth in the morning, will wash their face, will take a shower. Ladies will probably do their makeup or do their hair. There's nothing to stop you in that moment of connecting with divine, thereby eliminating the excuse of not having enough time. I often say I don't have time. I do have time. I just choose where I tend to use it. Before I should be sitting down writing, I might be sitting in front of the television. There's always an excuse we can justify for our weakness of purpose. Or sometimes we feel that there's other things we need to do. Maybe we should be doing dinner, or maybe there's something else that we have prioritized. Or if so, our desk is too untidy, we need to get sorted, or this is not right. There's always something. There's always something that keeps us from doing what we should be doing and justify our weakness of purpose. And it's important that we identify why we're having our weakness of purpose, why we are procrastinating, why we are justifying and excusing ourselves, so that we can actually know what it is that we have to deal with. I recognize that I am deferring and deterring from doing this, because I think, it's all been said before. What else have I got to say that's new? What makes me saying or whatever I have to say any different from what numerous people out there have already said or are saying? And yes, I may have my own way of doing it, but I keep thinking there's nothing new I have to offer. That's my excuse. And I've identified that. And so I also recognize that God, the universe, the divine, uses each and every one of us to deliver, to express, to do whatever is uniquely ours to do, because we will do it in a way that nobody else will do it exactly. We can all cook a roast chicken, but some of us might use a garlic, some of us might stuff it with an onion, or some with a lemon and thyme. We can all do it, but we will all do it with our own unique slantings. So I recognize it's time to stop delaying, stop giving in to my weakness of purpose, and look about how I need to do what I'm here to do. We have to be our own cheerleader, you've heard me say. And often, too, we have to be our own motivator. We have to get up and shout and cheer for ourselves. The young ladies that I was doing the workshop with were telling me about some person who I've not heard of. But this person had said that every morning you should wake up and give yourself a high five, which I thought was very cute. We should give ourselves a high five because for the simple reason, if we don't do it for ourselves, we can't be waiting on someone else to do it. Clovis Chapel said that failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of success. A failure is not a loss. It's a gain. You learn. You change. You grow. It's better to make 1,000 failures than to be too cowardly to ever undertake anything. My favorite text is from Jeremiah. Jeremiah 8:4. Jeremiah, say this to the people of Judah. This is what the Lord says. You know if a man falls down, he gets up again. And if a man goes the wrong way, he turns round and comes back. Sometimes we allow our weakness of purpose to stop us from even beginning. But we sometimes think that it's awful if we should fall down, but it's not the falling down that's the issue, it's the staying down that's the problem. If we fall down, we get up again and we try a different way. And yes, when I start to make these videos, it may be that it's not even appreciated or enjoyed, but I know that if I don't do it, I won't know. The poem is entitled Failure and Success by Susan T. Apparejo. Such irresistible twins, shattering each other. One can't make it, others can't do it. Holding hands together, far and wide to the ocean, seas, rivers, and waterfalls, to the greatest heights and profound deep, both of them following the other. Failure first, then comes success. Success first, then comes failure. Both of them give way to the other, for they know so well, either one can live freely, for they are both shadows and twins. So I want to share with you a short story about people who didn't allow their weakness of purpose to stop them or define them. Milton Hershey founded 3 sugar companies before Hershey. No one knows about Hershey chocolate, but when Milton Hershey first started his sugar manufacturing career, he was actually nothing. Only 3 close friends and relatives knew. After being dismissed from an apprenticeship with a printer, Hershey gathered all his strength and started 3 separate sugar-related ventures. Unfortunately, as a result of these attempts, all of them failed. After these attempts, Hershey, who had gained a lot of experience, founded the Lancaster Caramel Company on one last attempt, and it began to receive tremendous results. Believing in his vision of milk chocolate for the masses, he eventually founded the Hershey Company and became one of the industry's biggest known names. Steve Jobs got kicked out of his own company. No one knows about the Apple genius Steve Jobs. He's very impressive. An entrepreneur. He was one of the rare entrepreneurs who was able to cope with an almost irreparable failure. Jobs, one of the biggest reasons Apple became today, was fired by the board when he was 30, seemingly unsuccessful. Jobs came up with an idea and started a new company called Next. Shortly afterwards, the company was acquired by Apple. Returning to Apple, Jobs rediscovered the company's image and took the Apple brand to new heights. In this way, he increased his own capacity for excellence. Arianna Huffington was rejected by 36 publishers, and she's one of the most recognizable names in online publications. It's hard to really believe that someone so recognizable was once rejected by 36 major broadcasters. Her second book, which Huffington tried to publish long before she created the new, sorry, the now ubiquitous Huffington Post Empire, was accepted for publication, but it was rejected 36 times before it was accepted for publication. The Huffington Post did not succeed in an instant. Something that is already beginning cannot be expected to succeed in an instant. When it was released, there were dozens of negative reviews about its quality and potential, but Huffington overcame those initial setbacks. She also managed to print her name as one of the most successful outlets on the web. Each of those could have allowed their setbacks, their failures, to be their excuses, their weakness for purpose for not continuing. But as Rabbi Karen Kedar says, that we should push gently against the edge, that sacred place, that thin, ethereal, fragile line between can and can't, where God touches us with possibility. When I found this quote last week, it came at the time when God was sending out the messages loud and clear about getting on doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I loved that line. It's that thin and fragile line between the can and can't, between our excuses, between I'm not enough, between I haven't got time, between it's all been done before, between whatever it is, that's where God touches us with the possibility. My science of mind reading is entitled Trust Life. The first quote comes from Sierra, who says, sometimes you have to stop to think, regroup, and regather yourself, and realize how lucky you are still to be living, and still be breathing, and still to be able to even have a chance. Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes and New Design for Living. We need to stop denying the nature of the universe. If we have arrived at the point where we have complete confidence in its perfect action, in its ability to create, maintain, and sustain life within us today, to supply us with all our needs, then that is what it will do for us tomorrow, and on into the future. The earth will rise. Okay, here it comes. The single most significant piece of spiritual advice I ever received. Are you ready? Stop complaining. Complaining is the hallmark of victim consciousness. This does not mean we deny challenges and don't work to overcome obstacles. It does not mean we don't have down days or difficult times. It does not mean we don't see the things in the world that need to be healed or lifted into a higher state of consciousness. What it does mean is that we stop endlessly ragging on about people, events, and circumstances. It means that we spend more time praising what is working, lifting up those around us, and speaking for the possibility and outcomes we desire. What we focus on grows. Focusing on how the universe supports life and moves forward, evolving into higher consciousness, aligns us with spiritual truth. This moves us into a higher vibration, a deeper trust, and a greater demonstration. I'm mindful of how sometimes we keep replaying over and over what someone said or did, or what they didn't say or didn't do, which also is another weakness of purpose, because it stops us forgiving them, it stops us from moving on, because this continues replaying, this continues almost holding on to feeling like a victim, is what enables us to continue be distressed, be hurt, be uncomfortable, and ultimately robs us of our peace. I had a friend who was very, very close to him. And like all relationships, I after a time will not chase or run people down. All relationships are a two-way street. It's about giving and taking. But when it comes to the fact that I feel like I'm the only one participating in giving, I will stop. I will withdraw. I will not force myself on anyone. And there was a friend who had stopped partaking in our friendship. And that's okay. But she'd been very much on my mind of recent. And I saw she'd posted something on Instagram and I made a comment about it. And she responded. And I reached out to her to say she'd been very much on my mind and that I trust that she was okay. I missed her, or the her that I used to know. I don't know who she is now, because we're always in the process of becoming. She responded that she was so happy to hear from me, that she'd been dealing with leukemia for the past few months, and the chemo had been really hard on her. But please, would I keep in touch? It's, again, this thing about the weakness of purpose, the excuses why we don't do what we know we should be doing, whether it's to heal ourselves from a hurt, from a relationship, whether it's to stop procrastinating about what we're supposed to do, whether it's the justification and the excuses we keep presenting to ourselves for the life that we are currently living, and know that there's something greater waiting for us. The universe can only do for us what it can do through us. Our teacher reminded us that the enemy of a man is in his own household. Not talking about the physical enemies, but the enemies of our thoughts and beliefs and attitudes. These are the things that keep our weakness of purpose alive and kicking. So my beloved, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within, to allow your breath to settle into its natural rhythm, and be mindful, as Job had said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. For the final time. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. bringing attention into your heart. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude all that the heart does that you are so unconscious of. Now breathe in love. And breathe out cruelty. Inhale joy. Exhale impatience. Now place your attention on your kidneys. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work the kidneys do, eliminating the waste and toxic substances from your body. Now inhale gentleness. Exhale fear. Inhale calmness. Exhale stress. Now bring your attention into your liver. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude for how it detoxifies the blood and combats infections. Now inhale kindness. And exhale anger. Inhale generosity. And exhale frustration. Now bring attention to your lungs. Take a moment and acknowledge gratitude as it brings in air from the atmosphere and passes the oxygen into the bloodstream. Inhale righteousness. And exhale depression. Inhale courage. Exhale sadness. Now place your attention on your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude how it stores and mixes and breaks down the food that you eat to nourish your body. Now inhale, fairness. Exhale, anxiety. Inhale, trust. And exhale, worry. And for all the other systems in our body, the reproductive, the immune, the cardiovascular, the urinary, the integumentary, the endocrine, the respiratory, the muscular, the nervous, the skeletal, the digestive system, all of these wonderful systems in our body that unconsciously operate without us giving direction, thought, or anything to. Let us affirm the following. The divine within me is wholeness, and my mind reflects this. Wholeness into every organ, every function, every action. every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Glory. We like to be intentional for ourselves for our week ahead. So within your mind's eye, just take a moment before we do that to reflect on what might be our weakness of purpose. What excuses, what procrastination, what justifications have we been holding on to, believing, accepting, acknowledging, and held us firm to our weakness of purpose. And as we now are going to be intentional for ourselves, let us see ourselves in this coming week, identifying the reasons behind whatever it is, whatever we've accepted, whatever we've aligned with, that's keeping our weakness of purpose alive. And always as we are visioning or visualizing that which we wish to be, do, want, or experience in this coming week, let us add the feeling component to it as well. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the energy, the life force, the spirit that is everywhere present at every point and place in time. There is nowhere where God is not. The life, the divine, the loved, ground of being, Thou who art the absolute mystery, the source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, asking that you help us identify our weakness of purpose and the reasons behind it. That we remember that everything works together for good for those that love you. So that we may eliminate and put aside whatever is holding us back, holding us down, holding us from going forward. Whether it's professionally or personally or socially or whatever other way that there is. Let us also forgive ourselves for our weaknesses. Let us forgive ourselves for not being more trusting. Let us forgive ourselves for not remembering that wherever God leads us, God will direct and provide for us. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously commune with you this morning, asking that you cleanse and purify our hearts of any thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes that continuously limit us, hold us down, or hold us in error belief. Let us truly open our hearts and minds to be the divine expressions for which you created us to be. Let us open our hearts and minds to trust that you will guide and direct us for whatever you have given us to do. Let us open our hearts and minds to remember our true identity as children of God, and remember always it is the Father within that doeth the work. For our world, Lord,
There is so much happening.
There is so much greed, corruption, injustices, that it's hard to recognize humanity. But we know that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we could ask or think. For the needs of our two-legged, four-legged, winged, hoofed, finned, for all of your creation, we hold them in this circle of prayer, asking that your grace that is our sufficiency for every need, every want, every desire, blesses all of creation now. For anything we have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to supply. For your unending grace, your infinite blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I'm grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for the sounds of mind affirmation and body reflection. Repeat after me. I have confidence in life.
I have confidence in life.
I trust the universe.
I trust the universe.
I look for the good and praise it.
I look for the good and praise it.
Our Buddhist reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May my friends be happy. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May
may they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination this week really says, our heartedness doesn't reach into majesty. You set out to find God, but then you keep stopping for long periods at mean-spirited roadhouses. My closing benediction is by Brother David Stendhal Raft. May you grow still enough to hear the small noises us makes in preparing for the long sleep of winter, so that you yourself may stay calm and grounded deep within. May you grow still enough to hear the trickling of water seeping into the ground, so that your soul may be softened and healed and guided in its flow. May you grow still enough to hear the splintering of starlight in the winter sky and the roar at Earth's fiery core. May you grow still enough to hear the stir of a single snowflake in the air, so that you're in a silence and turn in a hushed expectation to God. So, my beloved, as we come to the end of our Sunday soul, my closing song this week is by Matthew West, and it's entitled, My Name Is. Ooh, don't forget, we have our 10 at 10 on Thursdays as usual, our midweek prayer top-up. And again, this is Matthew West, entitled, Hello, My Name Is. Enjoy. Wonderful. Matthew West. Hello, my name is. I trust you enjoyed that. Anyway, my beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Stay warm until peace and blessings.